Sunshine Country here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak, 24 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, 37 degrees. Ben Lundgren with me this morning, the executive director of the Montgomery County Development Corporation. Ben, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good.
It's a beautiful day, Ben.
Yeah, a little cloudy, but no, the weather's been pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be a great day. Just mark it down. I promise you it's going to be a great day.
Good.
How are things at MCDC? What's the most exciting thing today on top of your desk when you get back down on the square, sit down, look at your desk? The most exciting thing is what?
I've got, well, a couple different kind of committees we're trying to get put together, so I got to reach out to those groups. I'm going to get a meeting scheduled for next week, and then we have a third party that we do our social media through, Cassandra Poland. She does some side work. She works at the hospital, but she does social media stuff outside of that for other groups around town. She does an amazing job, and we've trying to put our heads together on some different ideas for social media with MCDC, and she might be putting me on the spot. We might be doing some like interview type format, or I don't know what it'll look like, but I'll let her kind of dictate that. But I think that it'll be a good way to get more specific on things that are going on in the community, and you know, maybe some Q&A type formats that answer some of the things that MCDC has going on. So I think up until this point, our social media has been great. It's been informative, and it's kind of gone through, you know, a lot of the basics of what MCDC is. And I think, you know, it's just a process of now probably at a point to, you know, have more specific updates on via social media. So
okay.
I'm excited about it, but I kind of have a, yeah, we'll see. So see how it goes.
All right. We'll be looking for it.
Great.
Well, let's get a little bit specific this morning. What's going on at CDS building?
Yeah. So, the CDS building has, I thought it'd be great to bring up this morning that the CDS building has been entered into an agreement with the buyer. The CDS building out west of town, you know, it's about a 50,000 square foot commercial building. Uh-huh. Most people probably familiar with it, having Lorette's funeral home out there for a period there prior to them having their new location, but most recently. But there is a buyer. There's an agreement settled into. The building's owned by Acorn Development, and they've at this point right now, I probably won't go through specifics of who this person is, but I can give kind of an update on the general intent of what's going on. Basically, there's some demo work taking place, so people may notice as they drive by out there, there might be trucks and other things coming and going. And but it's an exciting thing. It's a entrepreneur from the general area that's looking at getting into light steel manufacturing, basically doing the steel work for what we'd think was like steel buildings primarily. I think the intent would be that it probably to start out be somewhere plus or minus 10 jobs.
Yeah.
I would like to actually, I'll put this in this person's court, but I would like to get them on the radio here in the next month or two. It's kind of the timeline. They're thinking a couple months before they kind of publicly start trying to find, employees, but you know, I view it as a win for our community. I think it's a great thing. You know, we don't like to see buildings sitting empty. Obviously, it's not doing anything, and I think this will be a great use for it. I was invited to some of the meetings and got to meet this individual, and he has a number of things going on that I think are exciting. I think it'll be a good kind of entrepreneurial type person to have in this community. So, you know, with a business, I can't sit here and guarantee exactly what's going to happen with his business, obviously, but he shared the intent of what he's doing, and, you know, makes sense given what he does kind of on a broader scale across the Midwest. He does some commercial building manufacturing, and basically in that line of work, he's had the opportunity to supply steel for others who are putting up buildings. And he had played middleman on a couple of those deals where he basically just sourced the steel and then sold it to another party that knew him. So he kind of saw an opportunity there to say, hey, you know, instead of me, you know, buying this and then marking it up whatever percent. What if I had the equipment to actually manufacture to spec exactly what these people want?
Right.
And then, so he kind of researched it. He knows what equipment he needs. This isn't his first rodeo of doing something like this. He is relatively local. He's from the Glenwood area originally, so, and that's where he lives now. So I think that he had, was exploring some other buildings, both in Glenwood and then in Emerson, and then he became aware of the CDS building. And I think that the CDS building will provide also opportunity for him to grow this
building. Did he purchase the CDS building then? So
he's buying it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in a
in an agreement.
They've entered
for that
into an agreement, yeah.
Okay. So you say three months, I think a couple months
we should know a lot more. I mean, I think that it'll be, you know, he'll be actively trying to hire people basically. And in the meantime between then and now, I'd like to, you know, if he'll be agreeable to it, I'd love to get him on here and have him explain his background.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to have him on. You bet.
Yeah. So I felt because of the activity going on, because they have started demo work out at CDS, you know, I feel that people in the community will probably, you know, notice that. And I thought that it would be good to give an update, at least generally what's kind of going on out there, and, you know, kind of more to come.
Okay.
So
very good.
But yeah, so it's been, you know, I think they've been, the group that owns CDS, you know, they've been trying to find an outlet for it, a buyer for it, someone who would lease it. They are sensitive to wanting it to be kind of community focused in terms of job creation and job growth. So, and there's been a number of different opportunities actually kind of spring up here of recent, but this was the one that kind of came together. So I'm excited about it, and I think it's a good thing for the community, and not just for Red Oak, but for the greater community too. I mean, anytime, you know, we have a entrepreneur in our area, we have a new business, we have potential for new jobs here, we have potential for further growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good thing for our whole area.
Right. It's kind of the point of economic development, right? To get those businesses and people and have economic activity. So,
yeah.
All right. Ben Lundgren with me, the executive director of the Montgomery County Development Corporation. So we'll be watching for that. And I would, just put the invitation out there to visit with this individual. I'd love to visit with him. So that'd be great.
Great.
One of the things that has gone on in Southwest Iowa for a while now, better than a year, is the Southwest Iowa Opportunity for, I'm going to say, the Lakin Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Through Southwest Iowa, I think there's some 50 communities involved and $165 million. And some communities have been funded. Some are working on becoming funded.
Yeah.
Vision Shenandoah has been very active. Dr. Margaret Brady has been very active in that and has just a lot of really exciting things going on there. She, Vision Shenandoah and Dr. Brady, hosted a roundtable discussion last week. And we're going to have the opportunity to visit with Dr. Brady here in a little while. But you had the opportunity to attend that as well.
Yeah, so I don't want to steal her thunder if she's coming on here later, but I did attend that down in Shenandoah. Went to the building there, the mill there in town, which is a pretty cool building. And I met Margaret. I hadn't met her. She's a wonderful person, and I sure enjoyed visiting with her. And you know, I didn't know for sure what to expect. I saw the agenda with, you know, the list of speakers that they had. The intent was to. She invited a few different individuals to come speak that have expertise or that represent different, couple of them represented different forms of housing development. I mean, there's actually the state penitentiary system. They have like a house building program that's kind of a, you know, skills building for the inmates, but also that's a great thing. But they also manufacture legitimate houses that they ship all around, you know, and with the price involved with those, it could be something that would be a economical, you know, alternative to try to, you know, to explore. They had another home builder out of West Des Moines that I was pretty impressed with that actually they were a subsidiary of Hubble Real Estate, which is a huge realty firm up there. And my understanding I didn't have a chance to visit with the guy directly after the meeting, but my understanding is they've, you know, these housing developers, they, you know, primarily are building houses in like Waukee,
yeah,
and like West Omaha and stuff, yeah, like that, where it's just like seas of new houses,
yeah,
being built.
Where everybody's moving to.
Right, yeah. So I think,
which is kind of the point to try to do it here.
Right.
Yeah.
But what he explained is that they're looking at it of saying, hey, is there like a niche in rural Iowa where, you know, we do have some good home builders here in our,
oh,
community.
Yeah.
But if you look at, you know, rural Iowa more generally, I mean, part of the disadvantage is that it can be difficult to find someone that builds houses regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're trying to do is develop a team that's based out of West Des Moines that would come to like a small rural community. And he talked about things with, you know, involving different cities, whether there's incentives that could be packaged.
Mm-hmm.
They're also familiar with different like workforce housing tax credits and different things that can be kind of applicable to these rural areas. So what I took away was that, hey, here's this, like, you know, he said some people look at us as like the big bad developer from West Des Moines. He's like, that's not what we're trying to be. But he said, you know, I took away that they're trying to find a niche where they can make economic sense of going into a smaller community. And he said that, you know, ideally they'd like to do, you know, they don't want to come to, you know, a rural community in Iowa and do one house. He said they'd like to do three or five houses. Mm-hmm. And he said maybe it would look like something where, you know, they build one duplex, they build one entry-level house, they build one kind of medium-range house, and then they build one that's kind of higher-end, that's maybe they already have a potential buyer and it's kind of a custom-made,
yeah,
home. But, you know, if they can send their team down here and have two, three, four, five houses to build in a summer or something. And I mean, I think that, so that was one example of a takeaway from that meeting. And I think that I'd like to connect the right, you know, including MCDC. You know, I anticipate having further conversation with this developer out of West Des Moines and,
yeah,
seeing if there'd be something they'd want to do in our area.
Well, to your point of affordability, I know in visiting with Dr. Brady a number of times about it and many times on air that her number, she'd love to see a $200,000 or less,
yeah,
new home.
Yeah.
Which is
a tough one.
And she's
tough,
and,
yeah,
but that's why all the discussion, but I know that that's been a goal of hers in even lower potentially, mm-hmm, but that's what she would like to see happen. And I think, you know, that's a tough mark to hit.
Yeah. The prison house, basically they come, you know, they'd ship it down here they had a couple different floor plans, but they're generally around 1200 square feet, you know, and basically what you'd be buying from them, what I had written down was, it was around $108,000.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to put in the flooring. They don't do the flooring. And then you also still have to put in the appliances. So, and then you also have the lot.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to do a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You can do, you know, just a slab foundation with no basement, or others have done, you know, a full basement under it. But, you know, I'm not going to pretend to be a housing developer or anything close to it. But like I sat there in the meeting and, you know, I just penciled out, okay, you got $25,000 for the lot. So you got another $20,000 to finish the flooring and all the appliances. And then you got $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, depending on what you do with,
mm-hmm,
the foundation. And I penciled out right to, I think it was like $225,000 or something. I mean, so no matter how you slice it, you just keep coming right back around to that,
yeah,
a little over 200 mark.
Yeah.
So yeah, it, I think in the right circumstance, particularly for like an infill lot where maybe the lot expense wasn't so big. And then maybe my estimate's high on the flooring and the appliances, depending on what you want to do. But they also, that prison system, they had some stipulations also on like who buys the house. It's also meant to promote home ownership. It's not,
right,
you know, it's not meant for some investor to buy five of them and,
right,
have five rentals in town.
This is that couple just getting started with a house, or
right,
maybe someone that's wanting to scale down to a much,
yeah,
smaller house or,
yep,
something. It's not, yeah.
So they had it. It actually reminded me of what I've learned about Habitat for Humanity, where they have like income, where they really want to promote home ownership within a certain demographic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. And then she had a number of other speakers that were exciting
too. So. How long was the meeting? Couple hours.
It was a couple hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
very good. Ben Lundgren with me, the executive director of the Montgomery County Development Corporation. So how can people find MCDC?
Number of ways. We have our website, which is just think growmontgomerycountyiowa.org, but it's not all spelled out. It's growmocoia.org. But if you just Google Montgomery County Development Corporation, it comes up.
You'll find it.
And then same way on, we have Facebook and Instagram as well.
Okay.
So.
Random question for you. Ready for this, Ben?
Yeah.
All right. What's going on? What's the status, if anything at all, with the old Murphy Calendar Company building?
That's one building that I've never sat foot in. I've missed out on, you know, even when I worked at the bank, I think one day I learned that Carl Borman and a group had went and gone through it, and I was kind of jealous because I'd really like to go in there.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth, I don't know a lot about that. The last, I don't want to misrepresent it, but I had heard that a group had bought it with intentions of doing something.
Yeah,
with
I just
it,
didn't
but
know
just,
if anything was happening.
You know, I think
with that.
A few years had gone by, and I haven't heard anything. And you know, you hear rumors that the roof is bad, or that you know this and that, and that kind of scares you. So.
That's you know, kind of like that $200,000 home. That's a hard mark to hit. The building of that size and that much need is a hard mark to hit, too, to make that financially viable.
I know. So, it really would be an amazing structure.
It's a cool
structure.
To me, you know, I know we talk a lot about a lot of buildings and whatnot, but to me, that building is a center point of Red Oak history.
It is.
And I would love to see something meaningful done with that because when you talk to anybody about Red Oak, and one of the first things that's going to come up is the Murphy, Murphy Calendar Company. And I just would love to see something meaningful done there.
No, but. I agree. I'll put that on the list of something to try to – I mean, I need to be knowledgeable about what's going on
I'm just
there,
curious. But. And, you know, it has so many iterations over the last year. I mean, it's just – and I don't know where it's at. It's just kind of fallen off my radar. But I just think it's so pivotal.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of Red Oak, you think of the Murphy Calendar Company.
Yeah.
You think of Wilson Concrete, and you think of military history, at least me. I mean, that defines our community. And
So no, it'd be wonderful to see something done with it. You know, I don't know. I mean, speculate on like an event type venue. You know, it has like the courtyard in the middle. You know, I don't know. I would love to go look at it at least just to understand the size and the scope of it. But I'm with you 100% on that. It'd be awesome to see something done with it. And you know, maybe I'd like to connect with the owners of it and learn more about it.
Yeah, bring them in. We'll visit with them too, Ben. So I'm game. I'll talk to about anybody.
Yeah.
All right. Ben, what else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on?
You know, that's about all I had, really. You know, a lot of what's going on is just a continuation of prior months. Still moving forward with developing some committees, or as I'd like maybe call it, like an action group. You know, got a couple ideas going on that. I've got a meeting later this week with an individual to get what I would view one of the first ones up off the ground. So still just, you know, trying to build MCDC with, you know, with actionable things that we want to be doing in our community. So I'll hope to have more to come on that as we move along.
Very good. Ben, pleasure to visit with you.
Yeah,
enjoy
likewise.
The day. It's going to be a beautiful day. Just mark it down. Regardless of whether the sunshine, and it's not going to shine today, by the way. You have to get all your sunshine right here. It's going to be a beautiful day. Make it a good one, Ben.
Yep, you too. Thanks.
Ben Lundgren with me, Executive Director of the Montgomery County Development Corporation.
If your internet bill jump scares you, that's BS or total bill shock. You deserve better.